driver
you? Rents. Mm-hmm. I'm not very familiar with these domestic type things. I really have to think about
it.
Right, right.
What do you call a cloth or rag you might use for washing dishes?
A dish rag.
Mm-hmm. How about the one you use for drying?
Same thing. Dish towel, perhaps.
The one you use for washing your face?
Face cloth.
The one you use for drying yourself off after taking a bath?
A towel.
People used to buy flour in a...
A sack.
Okay, this is made out of wood. You have to roll it.
Oh, a barrel.
What do you use to, if you want to pour something from a large container into a small, what would you use?
A funnel.
What would you use to urge a horse to go faster?
Well, someone might use a whip.
Okay.
I've never needed one.
If you bought fruit at a small grocery store, the grocer might put it in a
paper sack.
How would you buy a fairly large quantity of sugar, say 25 ounces?
How would you buy it?
In what? Packaged in what way?
It'd be in a sack.
Made of?
Paper.
How about 50 pounds of flour?
That might be in a... I couldn't imagine what someone could put 50 pounds of flour in. A bag, maybe a big bag.
Okay. What do you call a bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in?
Burlap bag.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called a tote sack?
A tote sack?
No, toe.
Toe sack, no.
Okay. What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
I wouldn't.
Have you ever heard of a turn of corn?
No.
When you carry washing out to hang it up on the line, I'm sure you blow it dry.
Right.
You carry it out in a...
Laundry basket.
Buying a whole lot of draft beer at once for a party comes in.
Keg.
The question here is, what do nails come in? Nobody responds with keg.
A keg of nails. Right. Mm-hmm. They don't come in kegs anymore.
This part...
Cardboard's much cheaper than wood, you know?
This section of the interview is geared towards old people in rural America.
Yeah.
So I had to modify one of these. What do you call the things that run around the bell to hold the stakes in place?
Hoops.
See?
Hoops.
What do you put in the top of a bottle like a wine bottle?
A cork.
What is the musical instrument that you play up at your mouth?
Harmonica.
Alright, what about the little one that you pick in the toys?
It'd be a Jew's harp.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called a phoenix?
Oh, yes. You see, Jew's harp is offensive to some people, so they have called it a Bruce harp, a jaw harp.
Yeah, I've heard jaw harp.
Yeah.
I've heard juice harp, too.
Yeah. No, Bruce harp was the one that I really got a kick from.
Yeah, I like that. I've never heard that one. Bruce. How about other names for harmonica?
Mouth organ.
That harp.
Well, right, a harp. That's what the blues rock people just call it, a harp, you know.
All right, what is the tool you use to pound nails with?
A hammer.
If you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call the long wooden piece that comes down between the horses?
Don't know.
Have you ever heard of a tongue?
A tongue, right. Yeah, that would be the tongue of a wagon.
All right, so you have one horse pulling a buggy.
Mm-hmm.
Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
Don't know that one either.